Low Road Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM, Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Builders By and By, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Amarellis Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Thrivent Financial, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll be out at the field with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
All right, as we welcome you out to Gibson Field in Burton, Texas, Doug Brown with you here on this, let's see, is it Thursday night? Yeah, Thursday night. And tonight it is the Washington County Green Team taking on the Lee County All-Stars in the 7-year-old Coach Pitch Division, as we continue with our Little League coverage. And just take a look at the tournament last night's action. It was LaGrange defeating Washington County White 8-2, so Washington County White eliminated from the tournament. Washington County Green beat Grimes County 11-0. And it was Belleville over Lee County 10-9, and Sealy over Columbus 10-3. Now just two games here tonight. We're over here on Gibson Field, where we got Washington County and Lee County, and then across the yard from us at the lower field, it's going to be LaGrange taking on Columbus as part of another night of Little League as the district-only tournaments. Still got a few more days left on those. And then, of course, next week, 1 week from tomorrow, I think, we get started with the international tournaments. So just getting going on our Little League coverage, and we're glad you're with us here on KWHI. Well, we've got a lot to get to, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, as we come back here, and let's take a look at how some of the other tournaments are progressing. The 7-year-old softball in the industry last night, it was Washington County surviving Columbus 19-18, and Sealy pounded Belleville 18-7. Coming up tonight, it's going to be Washington County and LaGrange. That's at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, 8-year-old baseball, due to them getting rained out in them, said they had to move over to Brenham and Sealy last night. And the games there, you had Washington County beat Flatonia 13-5. Columbus defeated Hempstead 12-11. Grimes County knocked off LaGrange 13-7. It was Belleville pounding Schulenburg 16-5. Lee County crushed Smithville 15-4, and Sealy over Washington County White 13-7. Now coming up tonight, just two games on the slate, and they're back over in Hempstead this evening. It's LaGrange and Columbus on field one, and Lee County and Belleville on field two. 8-year-old softball. Normally the tournament's been in Schulenburg, but they were in Sealy last night due to the weather. And it was LaGrange beating Grimes County 19-8. Columbus defeated Rice 13-7. Weimer knocked off Hempstead 15-2. And it was Schulenburg getting past Smithville 17-12. Tonight they're back in. Schulenburg will be Columbus and Weimer at 6:30 on field two. Schulenburg and LaGrange at 6:30 on field three. Washington County, Burleson County, 8 o'clock on field two. And Belleville and Sealy at 8 o'clock on field three. And in the final tournament, 9-year-olds in Eagle Lake. And last night it was Sealy beating Belleville 13-6. And Washington County over Rice 12-2. So tonight it's Sealy and LaGrange. They were the 6 o'clock game. Washington County and Columbus are scheduled for the 8 o'clock game. And that is a look at the tournament as we have it so far. Let's send you back to the studios and hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell doesn't fudge on deliciousness. Our new black raspberry fudge ice cream in pints and half gallons combines black raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl. The result is real. Taste the truth.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, we got the ball game about to get underway, and we're getting official introductions for that. We go to man who helped me announce the Burton champion, state championship victory. That's my partner, Daryl Kiki, and he's got the PA duties tonight, so let's send it up to him.
And the home team, Washington County Green.
The starting lineup for the Mississippi
County. For us.
Number 10, Fletch Durenberger. Number 2, Wyatt Mock. Number 9, Eli Schneider. Number 7, Conrad Hamilton. Number 5, Josiah Keck. Number 17, Cooper Garner. Number 6, Weston Knight. Number 99, Tyson Hudson. Number 8, Hutch Wisniewski. Number 1, Aiden Segura. And number 4, Jace Weiss. Lee County is coached by Tracy Hamilton, Garrett Durenberger, Dustin Schneider, and Randall Garner. Now the starting lineup for Washington County Green.
We got the sheriff here. Nobody
number 6,
better get,
Hank
get out
Shaw.
Line.
Number 2, Bentley Roberts. Number 12, Wyatt Windham. Number 13, Jacob Sahlheimer. Number 7, Waylon Reimer. Number 5, Helen Roberts. Number 44, Anson Frankie. Number 4, Cohen McBride. Number 3, Drew Cummings. Number 27, Brian Durkowski. Number 11, Conrad DeBord. And number 1, Axton Brzowski. The coaches for Washington County are Coaches Shaw, Windham, Roberts, Frankie, and Reimer.
Let's play ball, guys.
All right, and we'll be back with tonight's first pitch. And we send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
All right, here we go. And for Lee County, it's going to be Clutch Durenberger leading things off. He'll be followed by Wyatt Mock and then Eli Schneider. And we're ready. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. And we got Wyatt Windham in the circle playing the position of pitcher tonight. Back behind the plate is Waylon Reimer. We'll get to the rest of the fielders after the next pitch. And that one foul over towards the third base dugout, which tonight belongs to Washington County Green. Right side of the infield, you got Hank Shaw at first, Bentley Roberts at second, left side of the infield is Jacob Solheimer at short. Conrad DeBoard at third. And we'll get the outfielders after the next pitch. And swung on and missed. And it's a one ball, two strike count on Durenberger. Center field, we got Drew Cummings. Left field, Anson Frank. And in right field, Cullen Roberts. And next pitch to Durenberger. And that one is over toward, tap foul over toward the third base dugout again. And that to left field. It's going to drop him for a base hit. And Durenberger heading for second. And he is going to be in there with a double. So Durenberger leading off with a big hit there. And it brings up the pitcher, Wyatt Mock. And as you said, this is the coach pitch level, so the players, you've got a player fielding the position of pitcher, but the actual pitches will be thrown by coaches from each team. And next pitch to Mock. And it's foul over to the first base dugout where Lee County is this evening. Just on the way here, in case you're just joining us, we had a 45-minute lightning delay, which pushed back the start time for tonight's game. Actually, I guess it ended up only being a 30-minute push. The broadcast back 45 minutes. Pitch foul away. And so anyway, we are here. We're underway now. Coming here from Gibson Field in Burton tonight. 0-2 pitch. And that one back to the pitcher. And throw the first round, number one. Nice play there from Wyatt Windham to Hank Shaw. Mock does get the runner moved over to third, though. And puts Durenberger into coach scoring position here. Now Eli Schneider comes to bat. And this one, a tap foul back behind the plate. It's 0-1. Home plate umpire this evening, Luis Mendoza. And that one back over the shortstop, hits the bottom of the ball. And he's going to have no players that run scores. And Durenberger comes across home plate to make it 1-0, Lee County. And brings up Conrad Hamilton. And pitch to Hamilton, swings and misses 0-1. Take it for a ball, and it's 1-1.
There you
go. Checklist. Drew, ready! That one is going to be caught out at second base. Big play there. Throw to first. And he's safe back in the back. But nice catch there by Bentley Roberts for out of the two. And they almost doubled off Schneider at first. And brings up Josiah Keck now. Lee County lead it 1-0 here, top of the first. And catches one. That is going to drop it in the left field for a base hit. Two runners aboard now. He's going to bring up the center fielder, Cooper Garner. Also at this level, remember, for each inning to be over, the team has to score 5 runs or get 3 outs, one or the other. Yeah, that one's down ball in the hole, third baseman. That one's going to run with a bag. It's a photo puzzle. They got him. And so in the inning, there were no runs, two hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first, Lee County 1, Washington County coming into bat. Back into here, 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to battersboxbtx.com.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. We're your local representatives with Thrivent, and we're here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 979-836-0693 to get started. That's 979-836-0693.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, as we come back here, and Hank Shaw leading off, he fouls off the first pitch in the 0-1. Next pitch to Shaw. Swung out and missed, 0-2. Left-handed hit and battered. And that one back up the middle. Pitcher over, throws the first, and it's at number one. Good play there by Wyatt Mock, throwing that one on to Keck at first. Yeah, pitch to Roberts. And that one over to second base, over to the pitcher. Go first, and he's going to be the loser. An infield hit there because that thing rolled out there so slowly. I don't know that it could have even if he had picked it clean, if he could have made the play. We'll give him a hit there, and it brings up Wyatt Windham. And Windham swings and misses. 0-1. So one out, one on for Washington County. Trying to see if they come back here and at least tie it up here in this inning. And next pitch, foul tip, and it's 0-2 on Windham.
This one's yours, Wyatt.
And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-2. Also, each batter, it's a total of 5 pitches. Well, they keep fouling all things, but otherwise, after 5, you got to get it hit or get out. And that one is going to be foul out of play. Pretty good stick on that one. Just turned on a little too much and hit it past the first base dugout. To the pitcher. Only play is to first. Oh, the first baseman dropped the ball. And so the runners are going to move up. That throw gets away, and Roberts will keep on running his score. And Linda moves it all the way at third. Oh, he took a tumble in there, and he may be hurt. And so we're tied 1-1 here in the bottom of the first inning.
All right, Jacob.
Here's up Jacob Solheimer.
Let's go, Wyatt! Woo! Let's go, Wyatt!
And pitch swung and a miss. One count, one out. Runner at third represents the go-ahead run. And almost off the hooked up front, and coming to score is Windham, getting a 2-1 Washington County. Solomon put a good charge into that one. And that brings up Bingham Rhino to catch it. And that is going to be hit, and the runners keep right on moving as the throw comes in. And Solomon will end up third, and Reimer will end up at second. Brings up Cullen Roberts. That's going to be a one run home and possibly two here. And two run single. Roberts just keeps right on running. And that one's thrown away. And he's going to come in to score. That'll be 5-1. And so we played through an inning. Washington County leads it 5-1. Back at the week with inning number two. Let you hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham.
And back we go here. And for Lee County, it'll be the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the order. Weston Knight, Kyson Hudson, and Hutch Wisniewski. And Weston Knight, the batter. Up for his first bat. We're in the top of the second inning. And Washington County leads this one 5-1.
You ready, Jacob?
First pitch. That is going to be over the pitcher's head. Takes a bounce, gets past the shortstop. Takes one of those turf hops. And it's a single for Knight. Brings up Kyson Hudson. That one pitch inside and pitch foul off. Yeah, I guess we're going to say no pitch on there. I thought it caught the bottom of the bat and not the hand. Foul tip, and yeah, that's no one count. Yeah, swung and a miss. And it's 0-2. And swung and a miss. And that's strike three. So Hudson down on strikes for at number one. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Hutch Wisniewski. And the pitch foul up the first base side over toward the Lee County dugout. Swung and a miss. 0-2. Swung and a miss. And Wisniewski down on strikes. It's 2-0 now. And that ran Aiden Segarra, one of the extra hitters. We're in the second inning. Washington County leading this one 5-1. I should say Washington County Green specifically. Yeah, unfortunately, the person Washington County White got eliminated last night. It's now Green trying to pull county honor here. And that one, a bunt. That's going to stay fair. Go down to first and throw is wild. That's going to get the runner to third. And that brings up Jay Spice. And swung and a miss to 0-1.
Hey, back up the ball.
And swing and a miss, 0-2.
Hey.
And here comes the 0-2 delivery on the way to buy it. Oh. And swung and missed and passed down the strike. That'll tie the side for the inning. There were no runs, two hits, one error, and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leads this one 5-1. Back into here another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
And welcome back. We did a little switcheroo on you. Stephen Drain joining you now. Doug's going to go. He's going to head back into town. Been a long day for everybody here at KWHI. So I got a call earlier to do this game. I had something tied up, so I made it out here now. So Doug's going to head back in. So you're going to have me for the rest of the game here. And stepping in for Washington County is going to be Anson Frank. So Washington County here. Batting in the second inning. Got a little break in the action here as we work on the pitcher out there on the mound.
Heck, we take seven.
Working on getting a little uniform solution made there. So everybody's had an exciting day here so far for everybody. And out here, we're going to do a little bit of Little League action for you tonight. So we're all set, back ready to go. So pitch number two is on its way. Swung on and missed there by Frank. So Washington County out to a 5-1 lead here. So pitch number three is on its way. That's takes that one, looks at that one. So one ball, two strike count with two pitches left here. And next pitch on the way, this is hit over towards shortstop. Shortstop fields it. He's up with it, throws over to first. First baseman unable to handle it, so it gets by. So Frank will take off and he'll hit over to second base and he'll be in there. So he pulls up over at second base after the this cue over there at first. Going to bring up to bat Cohen McBride. McBride steps up. Runner over at second base. Nobody out here. And McBride swings and hits one over to shortstop. He'll knock it down. Up with it. Throws on to first. Not in time. And moving over to third base will be Frank. Frank over at third base. McBride's going to pull up over at first base. Runners at first and third now for Washington County. Nobody out. Going to bring up to bat Drew Cummings. So, going to have a little shoelace issue going on here as coach going to come in there and tie the shoelace for Cummings there. Get everything all set, ready to go.
Come on, bro.
Washington County bats here in the second inning. leading Lee County 5-1. So coach over at first base getting a little instruction here. Now we got a timeout by the catcher here. A little equipment issue here with the catcher. Equipment issues all around here as we're in the second inning out here in Burton. Had a little bit of a lightning delay before they got started out here. A little bit of weather came through. I think everybody's going to be dodging the weather the next couple of days. A lot of rain predicted for Friday and Saturday. So it looks like we're all set. Looks like we're all set, ready to go. So first pitch is on his way to Cummings. That's going to watch that one go by. So Cummings gets back set. Pitch number two is on its way. He's going to swing at this one and miss. So 1-1 count, three pitches remaining for Cummings. Runners over at first and third. Nobody out. Next pitch on its way. Cummings swings and misses for strike two. Cummings back in there, checks his bat. Pitch number four on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Cummings will go down on strikes for out number one. Going to bring up to bat number 27, Brian Burkowski. Burkowski will step in. Runner still at first and third. One out. Pitches on his way. Swung on. Hit over to third base. Third baseman's going to field it. Fumble it around. He'll just toss it back into the pitcher circle. But scoring on the play is Frank. So another run in for Washington County here as Burkowski will reach over to second base. And McBride. Burkowski over at first. And McBride over at second base. Brings up the bat. Conrad DeBoard. So first pitch on his face. Hard hit ball. Good hit by the shortstop. Out into the outfield. Picked up by the center fielder. He'll throw it into the shortstop. Coming around third will be McBride. He'll score. So hard hit ball out to the outfield by DeBoard. Pull up in the second base with a double. Second run scores for Washington County in the inning. We'll take our score out now. 7-1 Washington County. Brings up the bat Axton Brazowski. So first pitch on his way. Swung on. Line drive. Shortstop knocks it down. He'll throw over to first base. Not in time. So one run will score for Washington County. Two runs come in for Washington County. So four runs now in the inning for Washington County. Brazowski get over to second base on the hit. It's going to take us back up to Hank Shaw. So Shaw steps in. One out. Runner at second base. First pitch, swing, misses. So Shaw, left-handed batter. Takes a free practice swings over there, gets ready. Pitch number two is on its way. Swung on and missed the second pitch. So no ball, two strike count. Three pitches remain for Shaw. So pitch number three is on its way. Watches that one go by. Two pitches left. So Washington County leading in here in the second inning, 9-1. Pitch number four is on its way to Shaw. It's fouled back into the screen. So two ball, two strike count. One pitch remains, so Shaw will be swinging on this one. Pitch is on its way. Shaw swings with a line drive over toward first base. It's a race to first, and the first baseman will get him there. But coming around to score, the fifth run of the inning will be Brazowski. So that'll do it here for Washington County as they lead it 10-1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
And welcome back. We're out here in Burton tonight as we've got some coach pitch baseball going on for you here. Washington County leads it in the top of the third inning, 10-1. Lee County's going to come up to bat, and they'll have Clutch Jurenberger up to bat for Lee County. He'll be the leadoff batter for them as we get underway here, top half of the third inning. So, coach pitch baseball, a little bit different than the baseball I saw earlier today over at the state tournament. Congratulations again to the Burton Panthers as they won the 2A state championship today over at Dell Diamond. So Durenberger will step in. First pitch is on its way. He swings, hits one down the third baseline. That's fair. Left fielder's coming over to cut it off. Rounding first base will be Durenberger, and he'll pull into second base with a leadoff double for Lee County. So that's going to bring up to bat Wyatt Mock.
Heads up, Green!
So Mock comes up to bat here. Nobody out. Lee County batting in the top half of the third inning. Washington County does have a 10-1 lead here in the top of the third. So Mock steps in. He's all ready to go. First pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen. Strike number one. So Lee County with a runner at second base. Nobody out. Mock steps back in just to bat. Pitch number two is on its way. This is swung on, hit over to the first baseman. First baseman for Washington County up with it. Steps on first for the out. Flips it back to the pitcher's circle. Moving over to third base will be Durenberger, and he'll stay there. So out number one recorded for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat for Lee County, Eli Schneider. So Schneider will step up here with a run over at third base and one out. County got the walk-up music on. Center fielder for Washington County dancing out there to the music. Schneider just until he'll get back in the box. First pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled off toward the dugout on the first base side.
Ready, outfield.
So no ball, one strike count.
Ready, Drew.
Schneider will step out of the box, take a couple practice hacks at it. Gets back in there. Pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike number two. So two strikes now on Schneider. He's got three pitches remaining. So pitch is on its way. Let's that one
go by. Takes the count out to one ball, two strike. Two pitches left. Schneider's back in. Fourth pitch on the way. This is swung on and missed for strike three. That'll take us to two outs in the inning. It's going to bring up to bat Conrad Hamilton. So Hamilton steps in. Two outs now. Runner over at third base. And pitch number one, it's on its way. He swings and misses at pitch number one for a strike. Hamilton gets back in the box. He's ready. Coach is ready. Pitch number two on the way. Hamilton swings and misses at this one for strike two. So no ball, two strike count. Two outs, runner over at third base for Lee County. Pitch number three is on its way, and Hamilton's going to watch this one go by. So two pitches left. And that fourth pitch is on its way, and Hamilton's going to hit this one over to first base. First baseman for Washington County is going to pick it up, step on the base for out number three, and that'll do it. For Lee County, so no runs, so the score after two and a half, it's Washington County 10, Lee County 1. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
And welcome back out here to Burton, Texas, as we're at Gibson Field here for Washington County Coach Pitch Baseball. Washington County with a 10-1 lead as they bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Leading it off for Washington County is Bentley Robertson. Swings at the first pitch. It's a foot race to first base, and safe over there. Roberts is going to beat it out over at first base. So he'll be over there with the leadoff single. Is going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Wyatt Windham. So Windham will step in. Bats from the left side of the plate. First pitch is on its way to Windham. He'll swing, hits this one over between shortstop and third. Shortstop's going to stop it. He'll throw over to second base and gets Roberts for the out over there. So Windham safe on the fielder's choice, out over at second base is Roberts on the 6-4 putout. Going to bring up to bat Jacob Salheimer.
Let's go, Jacob. You know what to do.
So Salheimer at bat here with one out, runner over at second base. Washington County with the 10-1 lead here in the bottom half of the third inning. Pitch is on its way to Salheimer. He'll swing and miss at that one for strike one.
Turn on him.
Seilheimer's back in. Pitch number two is on its way. It's a foul tip back to the screen. The runs count out to no balls and two strikes. Three pitches left, though, for Seilheimer as he bats here in the bottom of the third inning. So pitch is on its way. Swung on. Hit back up the middle. Pitcher's going to not be able to knock that one down. Hits the bag at second base. Coming around third is Windham. And Windham will score over at first base of the Seilheimer. Seilheimer scores on that one, takes the score out to 11-1. Lee County's going to call a timeout here, and coach is going to go out there and talk to all those players real quick. Good crowd out here tonight in Burton for this game between Washington County and Lee County. See a lot of people that I saw earlier today at the state championship game over there at Del Diamond. A lot of them had to get back to work here at this little league tournament they're hosting out here at Burton. They put a lot of work into these fields out here over the years. And remember when my kids first started playing out here, no AstroTurf, but they've got AstroTurf now and very nice fields. So we're back ready to go. First pitch to Waylon Reimer is swung on and fouled out of play. So Reimer steps in, one out in the inning, runner over at first base. Pitch to Reimer, swung on, misses, hit out over the second baseman's head out in the right field. So Reimer will go to first base. He'll round first. He's hit it to second. Hit it over to third is Seilheimer, and he'll pull up over there at third base. So Waylon Reimer with the base hit out there to right field is going to bring up the bat. Cullen Roberts. So Roberts bats here in the bottom of the third with the 11-1 lead for Washington County. Looking to add to that lead. Runners at second and third base with only one out. Roberts swings. He hits this one way out into the outfield. Right fielder is going to run over. He's going to try and cut it off. This will score two more runs on for Washington County as Roberts pulls into second base. So three runs now in the inning for Washington County. He's going to push the lead out to 13-1 here in the bottom half of the third inning. He's going to bring up to bat Anson Frank. First pitch is on its way and swung on and missed for strike number one. So pitch number two is on its way and I'll watch this one go by. Three pitches left. So 1-1 count on Frank to pitch is swung on. This is hit foul out of play into the stands here. Rolls off the screen, comes back into the crowd. So two strikes now. One ball, two strike count. So pitch number four on its way now. This is swung on. This is going to be hit by the shortstop out in the left field. Left fielder's up with it. He'll toss it into the circle. Coming around third base will be Roberts. As hit it over to second base is Frank, and he'll be safe over there as they throw the ball over there. But the shortstop unable to come up with the play over there. So that's going to bring up Cohen McBride. And we got a little equipment malfunction again here by the catcher as he's going to come over and adjust the straps on the chest protector. So Washington County out to a 14-1 lead now in the bottom half of the third inning. So got everything fixed back up. We're ready to go. McBride's going to step in. Runner over at second base. One out. So pitch is on its way. McBride swings. He's going to hit this one over to second base. Second baseman's going to knock it down. Tosses over to first. Not in time. Coming around third base will be Frank. And that will be the fifth run of the inning for Washington County. So after three, it's going to take our score, Washington County 15, Lee County 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit A1QualityPlumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready to help.
License number 45380.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back as we start the top half of the fourth inning here. Washington County leading it 15-1 as we start the top half of the fourth. Leading it off for Lee County is going to be Josiah Keck. And that pitch is going to be taken there. So Washington County with a big lead here. Lee County's going to have to score some runs. Try and get back in this. Otherwise, the run rule will be in effect. So pitch on its way is going to be taken. So third pitch of the at-bat. Two pitches left.
Let's go, boys.
So we're all set. Pitch number four on its way, and this is swung on. This is going to be hit over towards shortstop. Shortstop for Washington. He comes up with it, throws it over to first base. Heck is going to keep on running. He's going to get the second. He's hit it to third. Here comes the throw to third base. Not in time. He's going to round third, and he will score for Lee County. So, so coming all the way around the bases to score for Lee County there on the hit will be Keck. And coming up the bat for Lee County now is Kurt Garner. Well, that'll push the score out to 15-2, Washington County. Garner steps in. He's swinging, and he'll foul tip this one back to the screen for strike number one. So Garner gets back in the box. Pitch number two is on its way, and this is swung on through a little roller over to second base. Second baseman up with it, flips it over the face for the out. So out number one there. Put out 4-3, and that'll bring up the bat for Lee County. Number six, Weston Knight. So Knight steps in. Nobody on base. One out in the inning. Lee County trails it to Washington County here, 15-2. Pitch on its way, so a line drive hit over toward the shortstop. Shortstop fields it, throws over the first base, working out. Nice play out there at shortstop. Now be out number three. Correction, they're saying out number three. Really, that's only out number two. And we're having a little discussion here. I think that's only out number two. That's what I got in my book here. So, yeah. Yep, just two out. So Washington County will hit back from the dugout, back out to the field. Checking over there with my official scorekeeper over there, Daryl Kiki. Make sure I didn't have my book wrong over here. But, yeah, only two outs in the inning. So that'll bring up to bat for Lee County, Kyson Hudson. And we're all set, ready to go here. Everybody's got everything figured out. So Hudson will step in, two outs, nobody on. Pitch is on its way. It's a swung on and missed for strike number one. So kind of a part of cloudy night out here in Burton. No breeze blowing tonight. Wind is calm. Second pitch is on its way. It's swung on, popped over to third. Third baseman will make the grab on the fly out to third to end it here for Lee County. So no run. So your score after three and a half innings, it's Washington County 15, Lee County 2, and that's going to do it for our ball game. So we'll be back with our post game here and wrap it up shortly after we hear a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
And welcome back out here to Burton as Washington County is victorious tonight here, 15-2 over Lee County. So big night at the plate for Washington County as they're able to put 15 runs up in three innings of play here, and they'll advance and move on. That's usually what happens in these bracket games here when you get in there, is just try and advance and move on to the next round. I believe their next game will be out here tomorrow night. I got my buddy Daryl Kiki back here behind me as he's still wearing his Burton red after today. So tonight, though, Washington County Green. We're at Washington County Green. I make sure I got two teams out here, Washington County Green and Washington County White. But Washington County Green victorious 15-2 tonight. And we'll be back with more postgame after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/newaccountpromo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments. If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
Kinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop with your shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way, you can hurry back to fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters. Located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
And welcome back out here to Burton as Washington County Green Team has beaten the Lee County All-Stars tonight. 15-2, your final score out here. Doug started the action for you. I came in and filled in for him, gave him a little relief out here. So we got it all taken care of, and everybody got going to hopefully get a good night's rest tonight, and we'll start it all over tomorrow and through the weekend on the Little League action for y'all. There's a lot of Little League action still going on around the area. Next week we'll start into get out of the district only stuff, and we'll start into where the teams can advance further past the district level into the sectional and the state levels. Those games will start next week, as I believe there's a game. I know that some of the ones will start play Friday. I don't know what that schedule will be yet, but I'm sure we'll have some of that action live for you here on KWHI. As this is what Little League's all about right now, as I watch the Lee County boys run around the field here, and they're still out there having fun, even though they didn't come out on the winning end tonight. That's kind of what this is all about here. It's a learning experience for them. This is a teaching opportunity, and it's also enjoyable to watch kids out here truly having fun while they do this. So with that, we'll send it back for one more break, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods and Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods and Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, we're back out here in Burton, and I am joined right now by Daryl Kiki, who is still running around up in them clouds after that victory today over there in at Dell Diamond. Daryl, how you feeling?
Man, we are on cloud nine. They got one big party going on at the ice house where when we wrap this up that me and you're going to go to. Just a tremendous day. When I wrapped up there, I said, you know, it's been a long time coming for Burton. It is such a great feeling for the community. The excitement, just unreal. Everybody's going to be on this high for a long time. And I announced it at the game. I'll announce again July the 25th. We're going to have a big celebration for the boys. Tim Langham and Texas Unlimited Band's going to be playing a street dance for us in front of the White Horse. We invite everyone out that night. More details to come, but what an unbelievable day.
So no better way than to celebrate with a street dance out here in Burton. You can count me in on that. I'll make sure that we get out here. I'll bring my half out here with me.
Just bring the crowd, buddy. This is Burton, America at its best.
So a great day today for the community out here, and it's so if you don't understand, all of them had to go over there today and watch the game, but they got to come back and put this tournament on here for all these little kiddos out here. And I was talking a little bit earlier, Daryl, about how Lee County just took one, you know, 15-2 defeat, but these kids are still out here running around playing and having fun.
And they're 7-year-olds, Stephen. That's what I told somebody the other day. We forget about them being 7-year-olds, that they're out here learning. If you can teach them just a couple things fundamentally correct, this is where it starts to where we were at today that it finished.
Yeah, it all starts down here in these learning divisions here, and Little League's always done a good job of having these coach pitch. When my kids were coming up, they had machine pitch yet. They didn't have the coach pitch in there. But they always have these learning divisions in here where you can start getting the fundamentals. And some of these dads that are out here coaching are former players.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of former players out here that are coaching these kids, trying to teach them the right thing so that when they do get older, they're going to be that much better. And I know we talk about select ball, how it cuts into that a little bit too. I mean, my kids played ball year-round, and then one of them played football too on top of it, so then they get really busy, and then you know, so you kind of got to make a decision, you know, one way or another what you're going to go with. But at this age group, it's so rewarding to watch these kids out here still having fun tonight.
Absolutely. And you have to teach them at this level, though. It takes some of them longer to understand that don't accept losing. I used to tell Katie and them when they started out in T-ball, don't ever accept losing. Life's a lot harder. And that's a true statement. As we both know, as we get older, every day it's a challenge. But where these kids are at right now, the parents are here. Yeah, like you said, they lost, but they're taking pictures at home plate, enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
As we both know, they get old on us fast.
Yeah,
they grow up. I get to chase my grandson around out there, and hopefully one day I can holler from the stands at him and stuff to play, and he gives it 110%.
Yeah. And that part's coming too. You know, when you get the grandkids out there start playing, then you know you can sit back in the stands and you can just watch and enjoy.
No, Grandpa'll still be nervous because Grandpa preaches all the time. You got to hate to lose. Like when you get reserve champion, you're first loser. I don't want him to feel that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're out here. We're fixing to wrap it up. We got one more break left. Thank you, Darryl, for joining us
over
here.
Thank you, buddy, for all you do.
Man, and we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsor.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
You got dirt? Grime? Too much on your plate? Not enough time? Well, call Pat's Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back out here to Burton as we wrap it up tonight here for Washington County 7U coach pitch action as the Washington County Green Team defeats Lee County 15-2. So thank you to everyone out here in Burton for being such a hospitable place. Let me spit those words out real quick. And always enjoy coming out here. Everyone's always so nice to us when we come out here. And thanks to Grayson back at the studios for turning the knobs. And so this is Stephen Drain signing off. And good night, everyone. And we'll see you maybe tomorrow or Saturday.
Again, this broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman & Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Blinn North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Kendra Tile and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score was Washington County Green beating Lee County 15-2. Good job to them. Make sure you stay tuned for all of our Little League games coming up at KWH Chi, because we're going to be covering them, and it's going to be fun times for everybody. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.